I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, editor of ETF Trends. If you've never been to the site, you should go check it out. Not just for the stuff that we talk about here, where you're going to get Tom's investment ideas, but for everything that's percolating up in the ETF business. It's soup to nuts, all the stuff that you want to know. And you kind of got an example of that also last week when we were talking about exchange traded managed funds. And you got to look at, you know, something that wasn't necessarily investable, but will be an ongoing trend. All that stuff is there. So it's ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here, and that's why I'm pleased to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the iShares Transportation Average ETF, ticker IYT.
IYT, the iShares Transportation Average ETF. Okay, transportation, I understand, but I need to know why now. And average, well, that's just because it's an index, or is there something goofy with how this is put together?
Well, that's the name of the ETF, and it is an average. It is an index, Chuck, and you know, it's got a lot of different subsectors within that index. So, for example, this is railroads, delivery service companies, trucking companies, airlines, marine transportation, travel and tourism, all wrapped up into one index. And I think you and I both know, and most of the people who are listening know, this index or this sector of the marketplace has been the one that's probably benefited most from lower oil prices. And as we continue to see lower oil prices go into the holiday season, when a lot of the shipping is done, you get companies that are going to have better than expected earnings and baked in because they had prices that were above $100 a barrel that were baked into their projected earnings.
So now you have this change where oil prices have come down. Does that mean that this is something of a commodity play, even though you're not buying the commodity companies, or why transportation now?
Well, it's a couple of things. I mean, first, when oil prices are high, it affects shipping prices for sure. Now you've got these companies that not only can maintain prices rather than hike prices, but even maybe for the better customers, drop the prices. And on top of that, if they can produce earnings that are better than their expected earnings or what they had told the street, so much better for their stocks. So, for example, Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, owns Burlington Northern Santa Fe, right? Great company. It's one of the biggest shippers across the U.S. But, boy, when prices are lower, it's amazing how stock prices in companies like this can go higher. And I think we're going to continue to see those types of things happen as we get, you know, into the holiday season. On top of that, I think the next question is, well, yeah, we're at $75 a barrel right now. Is that sustainable? Well, you know that the Saudis are putting the pressure on those shale producers here in the U.S. because when oil prices fall below $80 a barrel, it questions the profitability of shale. Now, if we start to see $70 barrel of oil on a regular basis, that's a whole other issue that we're going to talk about regarding self-sustainability here in the U.S. But in the meantime, for you and I, when we're trying to fill up the pump, it's like a tax break. It's like an extra bonus, and a lot of people are talking about it here in California where prices were above, well above $4 a gallon, and now we're touching almost $3 a gallon. So a lot of people are pretty happy about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, where, because, of course, transportation companies can fall in a lot of different realms, where are you taking money from to do this? Because this is not a core position. This is kind of a tilt. So what do you move to be able to tilt in this direction?
Yeah, I think where we're maybe at a pivotal point regarding a long-term bull market, we've also seen a long-term decline in interest rates, and maybe that's not going to continue to be consistent. We're starting to see a rising dollar. I think more and more advisors who have been somewhat comfortable in their asset allocation strategy are starting to get a feel that maybe they can tweak their portfolio a little bit, and maybe through the help of ETFs as the tools to use, they may be able to get a little bit better performance and maybe a little less volatility. So with that in mind, if you've got a 3% allocation that you could change or increase to IYT, I think that's something that's worth doing over the next 12 months. As we always talk about the 200-day average, keep an eye on it. Use that as your stop-loss point. And also, most importantly, before we go, Chuck, I want to make sure I mention that we do own IYT for our managed clients, and that's not a core position. We're looking at the 200-day average on this holding as well.
So what my audience needs to know is what you've told your clients is exactly what you've just told them there, which is this is a good idea only so long as it stays above its 200-day moving average. After that, you're going to start leaning someplace else.
That's it. As we talk about, anything can happen. We could see oil prices shoot back up north of $100 or $110 a barrel, and if that happens, all bets are off.
It is the iShares Transportation Average ETF. It's the IYT, and this is not a core position, and you do have Tom disclosing that his clients, and he for his clients, own shares in IYT, but you also have the advice. They own it because now's a great time given cheap oil, but if the fund comes back below its 200-day moving average, that's when you end the play and look for something else. And the good news is when it comes time to look for that something else, well, you're going to have Tom here on the show and you're going to have ETF Trends to help you. Remember, it's ETFTrends.com on Twitter at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Up next, it's the big interview. As the Thursday, November 20th edition of Money Life rolls on right after this message.